Coming from the Caveman Studios in Buffalo, New York, welcome to Caveman Corner with your host, Jeff.
Captain Caveman!
Thanks.
Click subscribe and the bell. Do it now!
Hey, Ray, how's it going, man? I know we don't got a guest today, but we got to get back on the track. And we fell off last week, but we're back this week. How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
I like your shirt. It looks very handsome. That's some old school shirt, dude. What was that? That was like circa 2006.
I found it on eBay.
Yeah, $197, right?
Yep.
All right, man. So we got the K4 card coming up. We didn't get a K4 interview yet this week. So if you're fighting on K4 and you're watching this, shoot into us, and we will definitely get you on right now if you wanted to. We're going to break down the card. We're going to talk about K4. First of all, guys, it is going to be on Saturday, March 16th, the day before the Leprechauns come out and smack everybody with beers. So it's right before St. Patty's Day. We will we'll be out of luck on Saturday, March 16th. If you don't get tickets soon, you might be out of luck too. So hopefully you guys all get your tickets. When you buy your tickets, remember you can use promo code K4KMansCorner. And then when you buy your tickets, ticket sales will go to us, and we will hand them back to the fighters for our awards that we give away at the end of the show. So we've been posting a lot about they're looking for fighters and replacement fighters and stuff. So when we post about replacement fighters, we probably don't know who the replacement fighter is. It's Keith posting it and us reposting it. So if you message us, we probably don't know the answer. If I do, I will tell you. But I know Keith's looking for match against a 1-3, 135-er. I'm not sure who that opponent is, and I'm not sure Keith would want to put it out there anyways. So if you're interested in taking that fight, make sure that you you call him, and then he'll be able to hook you up. I don't know what the other matches are either. I know for sure that he's looking for matchups for 150 Muay Thai, 125 kickboxing, 140 Muay Thai, 160 Muay Thai, and 155 MMA. I don't know what the 35er is. There wasn't one of those fights on the card, so I'm not sure what fight it was. But that's a lowdown on the fights that we're looking for. So I apologize to anyone that messaged me. I know I had quite a few people, and I've sent them all to Keith. And guess what else we have?
What's that?
765 coming back to Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. How many fighters we got this time?
Announced or totally on the card?
Totally on the card. Like three, right?
Yeah, we got three on the card and two that have been announced.
Hmm.
And we might spoil one anyways. We haven't spoiled any of them, so we might spoil this one.
Rumor has it it's going to be a 765 versus us. South Carolina?
Yeah, Hyston, North Carolina. Yeah, there's quite a few fights. So we'll jump right into the card. And the fights that we're looking forward to, we'll come to it later. They announced a fight that I've been like biting my tongue about too, but we'll talk about that in a minute. That fight is going to be our MMA fight of the night for sure. But first we got Zach Uderbank returning from 765 Top Team against Nisaiah King from Hyston MMA. I don't know too much about Nisaiah, but Zach was a person that got put to sleep with all the tattoos that they never told the referee that he was deaf on. Remember I was yelling when I was supposed to commentate, and I had to take my headset off. I'm like, yo, we can't hear. Make sure you give them nonverbal cues. Like, you got to tell the refs that. Make sure I do a better job with Jean-Paul or whoever else is going to be reffing, or Zach, or not sure who the ref will be, but I'll make sure that I let them know. But if you got a deaf fighter, you gotta let the referee know so he knows.
Right. Yeah, he got put to sleep big time. Yeah. Scary. It was scary, you know.
It was scary. He was like snoring too. He was like, it was a bad one, dude. And
yeah, when I say scary, it's like, you know, I was worried about him, like he wasn't responding, he was just out. It took him a while to get conscious, right?
Yep. He has a couple fights since then. He's got a couple wins. So he got some wins. He's coming back to fight a killer and Isaiah King. Anyone from highest end is probably pretty good. Skyler, when we broke down the fight, was telling me how great Zach's ground game was. So I don't know. Hopefully he can get to the floor. I've seen he's done some kickboxing fights.
Yep.
I watched the fights. He's got a lot of heart, but he's got a lot of work to do on his technique. Yep. So I imagine grappling's where he's best at. So we'll have to look for that one to go to the floor. And if it doesn't go to the floor, Zach's probably not doing a good job then.
Yeah. Yeah, he's supposed to be the best grappler in the gym there. So let's see.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't sell that one so much like that.
Yeah, because he went to sleep quick.
Next up, we have Zach Cheek, who's returning. He was on the last K4 card. He fought Travis Ruvolo. Travis is our dude that got it hung out in that Kimura forever. That dude is tough as nails. He had a really tough fight with Travis. Travis dropped him. Travis ended up going on the floor with him and ended up getting finished. So didn't work out so good for him. If he would have kept on the feet, though, he might have been able to finish that. He is taking on our favorite Skyler, Nathari, who has said he's going to beat me up, said he's going to beat you up, wants to fight everybody. He wants to fight everybody, you know what I mean? Like, so he's got a lot of heart.
I think this is gonna be a good fight because they both of these guys fight tough guys. But I definitely go get the edge to Travis on this one.
Travis not fight. He's fighting the guy that beat Travis. He's fighting Zach Cheek. So
Cheek
is the highest end guy. He's fighting the highest end guy. Zach is. He's a dude that got dropped with that hammer fist, and then they grappled, and Travis jumped right on top. I'm sure you've seen Travis has posted that over and over and over and over again. It's all over. And then he got finished at the end of the second round. And he's fighting Skyler, who talked a bunch of stuff, and then he came in and he lost to Reichhardt pretty convincingly with a
yep.
Thought he had a knee injury, or he didn't think he had a knee injury. He had a knee injury. And he tapped out when he got mounted, and the fight got ended. So he needs to have a big comeback fight too.
It was a big deal with that fight, and they were talking about running back, but I don't want to see that again.
It was not competitive at all. It really wasn't
right. Yeah, Josh would do the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, it wasn't even close. The only place the only place where I thought that Skyler might be even is on the feet, and then right away they grappled, and then he was on the floor, and then he was mounted. So now he needs to rebuild his name back up. He's a tough kid, man. He might do it. We'll see what happens. Yep. He's been fighting all over, and we'll see how it goes. But man, he's got a tough opponent, Zach Cheek. Zach's got a little bit of experience. He's out there. He won. He's won grappling tournaments, so it's a very interesting matchup with the 765 guys.
Right. Yeah, I want to, because supposedly Skyler is a wrestler, so could he defend the takedown?
Yeah.
Or can he get
the takedown and stay on top?
Or he could get the takedown, be on top.
Can he survive the jiu-jitsu? Like, right. we're going to see. Josh Reichhardt is the worst from on the feet. Well, I mean, we have to talk about something, Josh. We can't just say he is fighting again on the card. We have to pump up the card a little bit.
I ain't going to front, though. Josh would dominate, no doubt. On the feet, it would have been worse.
Yeah. I watched Skyler's kickboxing match, and he definitely would not have the condition to hang out with Josh. Josh, I'm probably going to be up over at Boom on Saturday. I got a guy that wants to come spar a little bit, so I'm going to bring him by. He's a good kid, so hopefully you guys are up there. I'll message you during the week to confirm everything, but can't wait to get some work in and watch you guys, see you guys grow, man. And then this one's not announced yet, but Jacob Nethery is also jumping on this card. So it'll be a very interesting card with the two brothers. Jacob is the wild one. yeah, he's that Aaron kid. I'll be there. Bring him on up. Let's get some work done. He's an Aaron kid, dude. He was like so terrible when he started, like awful. It makes you want to throw up watching him move. But he's been training really hard for the last couple months. He's starting to be pretty good. And like I gotta get him a little bit better competition. Some guys closer to his weight. So you know, better place than Boom on Saturday. So Boom at 1 o'clock. No better place than that. I'm gonna bring my guy in and we'll get it going. Thank you, Josh, for the invite. Anyways, Jacob's going to be up there. I don't want to ruin who he's fighting, but he's not fighting someone from highest end. He's fighting someone from another local gym, and that is also a very difficult matchup. So the Jacob just had is contested.
Jacob just had a fought. What was it? Last week or he got the W. It looks like.
Yeah, I thought it was this weekend, right? Friday.
Oh, was this weekend?
I'm not sure. I just saw it this weekend. I'm trying to remember back when it was posted. I don't know when it was posted.
Yeah.
I just saw it on Friday. So, yeah, he's got some wins. So, we'll see how it goes. They're not got no easy matchups this time. So, we'll see. They're not like independent guys. They're all guys from real gyms.
Right.
The competition level at K4 has been really rising, man. There's not too many fights where you got somebody where you don't know anything about them. This is the fight, you know, we've already talked about Doyle and Torres. We've had him on the podcast. We talked about him.
That's definitely going to be, in my opinion, it's going to be one of the fight of the nights.
For sure. And then we got to get David Harrison and Exxon on from Empire Academy. We should try and get all the Empire Academy guys on. There's a whole bunch of them. They've been populating the car. They've been having that rivalry WNY. We should get as many of them on as we can. Maybe we'll message the gym and try and get those guys on. Opal Latissimo will definitely love to jump on, even though he's not in the car. Everyone loves Dennis, so Dennis can be our guy that hooks it up for us. Anyways, that's going to be a banger, too. That's for a Muay Thai fight, 185. David Harrison. The Mike Tyson of K4, dude, that guy is a badass. He won knockout of the night.
Yes.
And then he is taking on Exxon Dervisoli, who is like the – so, like, if there's a Drago anywhere in K4, it's this man. Like, if he dies, he dies, you know? Like, he's so tough. He's just a savage machine. That one is like the immovable object, meaning the unstoppable force, man. Like, who knows what's going to happen with this one. And I can't wait to see it. That one, I don't think that one's going all three rounds though, to be honest with you. That one's going to be
somebody savvy. Going out.
Yeah, that's probably not going to be fighting tonight. That might be our knockout of the night, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree 100%.
Then we got that Jason Smeltzer kid versus taking on Brandon Hay. This is the fight that I was calling for when we watched both of them fight. And man, Keith listened, or maybe he just saw what a great fight it would be. And he made this one happen. And this is going to be your MMA fight of the night. I don't know what billing it has. I don't have the order of the fights yet. But that should be like right before the title fights, to be honest with you. That fight is so good. Two 125ers are not going to stop moving. Brandon Hay has amazing takedowns, great stand-up. And Schmelzer just stopped the guy with stand-up, Max Dorn. And we saw how great his jiu-jitsu is, too. You know what I mean? Like, this kid is – he's for real. And he talked me into a $100 bonus, even though I was already gone. He's like, send me the money, man. Send me the money, dog. So I sent him $100. He's the only video we didn't get. I gave him $100, like, just extra $100 on my pocket, man, because he stopped Max, and that was – he deserved it, dude. That is going to be a great fight. Don't miss this one. It's going to be interesting because Smeltzer's so tall and Hayes so short. It's a very interesting dynamic with the height too. So
right. So I'm looking for the taller fighter to, you know, start off using that jab, striking. I don't know. I just think taller fighters should use that jab.
Yeah, for sure. You're all about the stand-up, man. Schmelzer's got the kicks too, man. He might be keeping him off for kicks. Yeah, good head kick, good leg kicks. So
right.
Yeah, he was really picking Max apart with the kicks too. I felt a little bit bad for Max. I love Max to death, but he's a little bit overmatched. Then Isaiah Boiling is fighting Derek Stavitz. So Derek is the karate guy that fought the WNY guy, that big giant muscle guy. This was that stoppage that we're like, man, what happened in that fight?
Right.
And we couldn't figure it out. So Derek is coming back, man, and he's looking to show that it was no fluke. And he's taking on a very tough Isaiah Boiling from Highest in MMA. So I'm really interested to see if Derek was good, if that was lucky. Like, man, like, I didn't get a good enough picture of Derek to tell how good he was or not. It looked like he had jiu-jitsu. His cardio looked a lot better than the WNY guy that fell apart. I can't remember the gentleman's name. I'm sorry. But that
was
a dude that looked like a football player.
Yeah, he was built like a Greek god.
He was so jacked. He was so jacked. Yeah. And he wasn't he wasn't actually on the WNY team. He just trained at the gym. He wasn't.
Oh, he trained with Bubba, right?
Yeah. He wasn't actually on the fight team. So, WNY. Go ahead. What were you gonna say, Ray?
No, I believe the guy fight under Bubba trains under Bubba.
Oh yeah. But I mean, they're doing it at WNY, so they're there. Yeah. Then Anthony Mixon is taking on Cam Stott. I don't know much about Cam Stott. I know he's from Cleveland Shaolin Kung Fu. So I'm not sure. I'm going to look him up, see his record. But what are you saying?
I guarantee we go see some crazy shit.
Yeah. And this is not a Thai fight. So, you know, normally we see Jesus Christ. I'm looking up the fight. We see Mixon fighting Muay Thai, you know?
Right.
We don't normally see him fighting anything else. Yeah. So this is an MMA fight, and who knows what's going to happen.
Is an MMA fight.
Yeah, this is an MMA fight, dude. So.
Oh, shit. I thought it was a K1 kickboxing.
No, man. It's going to be.
Shit.
Yeah. So
I want to see
who Mixon. Knows how this one's gonna go. I know Mixon has done grappling tournaments though,
right?
So it might be a bad night for this other guy. I can't find anything about him. I see
the name of the gym, Kung Fu.
yeah, we said that about Sensei Aaron too, though, and then Sensei Aaron was a brown belt in jiu-jitsu.
Oh yeah, true that. We go see a guy doing the monkey style, but he got a brown belt jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? We don't really know what we're gonna get with this guy. I can't find anything about him. I looked it up. I don't see a record. His probably name might not be Cam Stout. That's just what it is on the on my mix. And man, then
Mick, we have one thing though. Mixon, he's so fucking fast.
He is fast, dude.
He got speed for days.
And he's going to have a striking advantage no matter who this guy is. You know, I can't imagine someone having an advantage on I'm sorry. I can't imagine anyone having an advantage on Stout or on Mixon. I'm still trying to look up his record. On Mixon in the cage where we fight, you know. A K4 Mixon's one of the best, dude. He's really shown it over and over again. What kind of shape he's in, what he's doing, all kinds of just everything. I can't find anything about him. It might be his debut. That's interesting. I can't wait to see, man. You guys will see too. It's a real gym though, so that's it's gonna be a good one. I can't wait to see Mixon MMA, man. I've been telling him he should do MMA for such a long time. I'm glad he's finally doing it.
You just want to see his ground game, right, Caveman?
Yeah, I do. I actually seen it at the tournament. He looked pretty good at the Classics. Then Tom Traxler's return for Lombard, taking on Skylar Rasmussen from Corazon MMA. The last guy from Corazon was super good. And obviously, the last time Tom Traxler was out, he was super good. So it should be another nice collision course. Maybe he can get another knockout of the night. I felt so bad. That was such a great knockout last fight.
Yeah. Like, knockout. The guy was just completely clean, knocked off.
I thought maybe the knockout with the other knockout was maybe a little bit cleaner, but there was not anyone better than Tom Traxler's. You know, like, that was
right.
That was like where he's laying on the ground shaking is not good.
Right. Like, Traxler, like, it seemed like he knocked him out like three times. And then the last one to do was out.
Yeah, over and over too, man. It was not really I was trying to see if I could find online. Maybe I can.
Traxler looked good on his feet, and you know, Traxler's a real good wrestler.
Yeah. Super good wrestler too. Man, that was just such a great, great fight too. I can't find it. It's not up yet. I was looking for it, but I don't see it. That was such a great knockout. It's gonna be hard for anyone to find a better one than that. That kid fight was really good too last time.
Yes.
I wish I could have found those kids and gave them some money too. Who else we got on this card? Oh, we got Malik is back on. And he's fighting Jarrell Alba Disease. The guy that Jesse Rosbach fought, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was doing that kung fu in there. Yeah. That's another interesting matchup for me. Like, because Malik came out and he kind of dominated Sexual Chocolate.
Right.
So I think he's
on. It's gonna be a good fight. Malik style and the other guy's style. It's gonna make a great fight. Malik will go in there and throw some bombs.
Jarrell was awesome, man. He had like so many crazy moves. And then it's so unorthodox. It's got to be hard to fight that guy. And he ate some of Jesse's big shots. And
yes.
I'm not sure if Malik can hit. Do you think Malik can hit harder than Jesse?
I don't know. I don't know. Jesse hits hard.
Yeah. I think Malik might be in better shape than Jesse, but I don't think that he can hit harder than Jesse. So
I think Malik is going to be more aggressive, though, than Jesse.
Yeah. Yeah, he won't sit back.
I think he's going to push the pace for this fight. He's going to keep coming. He got cardio for days.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm also going to be having Meng Fu in that day at my gym. So Meng Fu from Fusion Mixed Martial Arts. He'll be doing a seminar at my place. We're going to have a kids seminar and adult seminar. I will have him on. We'll talk about it again. Everyone, before the fights, come train with us. And then we'll go grab some food, and then we'll go to the fights. So we can make a whole day out of it if you guys are watching. And come join K4 and hang out with us, and we'll make it a great day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, I heard you're trying to get us a referee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You can be able to get us Yamasaki?
Mario Yamasaki?
Yeah.
We'll see.
That'd
be great to have a big-time ref to come on and, you know, just talk about, you know, the fighting and some of the controversial stuff.
Mm-hmm. We're going to work on getting Harrison and Dervish Ali on, and maybe we'll get the 765 guys on too. That was
they contacted me, I think, like last week. They wanted to come on the podcast. So they definitely be down.
Good. We'll get them on there. We'll make fun of them and stir up some shit. And we'll get 10,000 views and 100,000 comments like we always do when they come on. Yeah. They're very good for stirring up trouble in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Jacob's going to be mad when he watches this one, probably. So,
yeah.
Anything else going on, Ray?
Not much, man. Not much.
I love that shirt, dude. I thought you were going to, like, put your face over it, like clip it out and put your face over it.
Oh, no. I just used the memes app on my cell phone and cut out my face and just put it on the picture of the shirt.
You should just print it and then put it on there, dude. If you printed your face and put it over mine, I think that would be cool. And then we could make it the Caveman's Corner logo, like a amalgamation of us together. Yeah. Did you catch UFC?
No.
Some good fights in UFC. Did you see that Mackenzie Dern got fight of the night for her fight?
No, I didn't see that.
Yes, they got fight of the night over Magic Juice. Oh man. Over Magic Juice and the 85-pound fight. Oh my god, I can't think of his name. I'm gonna look it up right now. Paul Acosta and oh my god, like the Australian guy. What's his name? Come on, Ram.
Whitaker?
Yeah. And then how about Vol 2, man? That sucked. That's so sad. We've been gone so long, we haven't even talked about like the last couple of UFCs, too. We're way behind.
Yeah.
We missed a week, we missed like two UFCs, we missed everything.
Yeah, we got to – I got to figure something out. I got to figure out – oh, I'm gonna get in contact with somebody who could help me help out with watching the UFC, make it easy.
Oh, yeah?
I got a guy.
Yeah.
Be easy and free.
I got a real easy way. So, like, you go to the ESPN Plus app, you put buy now, and then you have it. Doesn't get too much easier than that, dog.
Yeah.
Then you write it off on your taxes. Studying. All right, so we're 2 weeks away from the fight. Next week we're going to try and get the co-main eventers on, and maybe we'll try and get the 765 guys on too, and we'll get through that. And then we got some other big guests coming. If not, you'll just see me and Ray. We're still going to be back here. We're going to really be pumping the rest of the card. There's some fights on the K4 card that are not released yet that I was not able to talk about.
And we gotta talk about the alliance K4 and
Art of Combat. Oh my god, yeah, Art of Combat. Oh, we missed the fight. We got Alex Martel versus Emmanuel Bell. That one has been announced.
Oh yeah.
That one was supposed to happen at the last one too, and then Manuel didn't have his Manuel's blood work was out by like 10 days, so he thought he was good and he wasn't good. He wasn't injured, so they just they're gonna run it back this time. That one's gonna be great, man, because as long as Alex is okay from that knockout, I think that's a really good fight for both of these guys. You know, like Manuel's really good. He had that great last fight, and now he's gonna be taking on Alex Martel, who's like maybe a step up in Muay Thai, maybe not, but it's definitely a way different style than fighting a honey badger, you know. So
yeah,
this is a very interesting fight that I'm looking forward to. Martel is so tall, and I want to see how Manny deals with the range, you know. Aww, puppy! Your puppy made an appearance in the podcast.
Yeah.
What's your puppy's name?
Goldie.
Goldie.
Come here. Don't be shy. Come
here. I'm not going to say what that looked like. That looked ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. It looked like a dildo.
Yeah. Speaking of dildos, I heard Lord Niz wants to get on, too.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Is she still in Buffalo?
I didn't mean it quite like that, but kind of. So, she moved to Miami. She's been telling us she wants to talk about her experiences, the experiences that she had going through the fighting world. And well, I think it's an interesting podcast. Oh, that's cool. We have to handle that one with a little bit of care. So yep. When the comments come in, then we have to bring it down a little bit. She's also always Trumper, so we'll definitely have some political opinions in that one as well. So that's one well, I might be doing, but we'll have to handle it with care.
Okay.
Something that we're not so good at. So it'll be a train wreck for sure. Just like the 765 one. So you guys are interested in seeing anybody specific, let us know. We'll try and get them on the podcast. Oh, podcast too. You know who we should get on to talk about dogs? We should get on Afro Pat.
Yeah. Yeah, we should.
Yeah, he's a dog trainer too and a mechanic, and be an interesting guy to have on. He's in Vegas too, trains by Pat, so be really good to have him on.
Yeah, he's a good guy to have on for sure.
You got PlayStation 5?
I would like to know where he got any fights coming up or anything.
No, I'm actually trying to schedule a pro fight right now. Yeah, I got a maybe offer for him, so I'm working on it right now. Yeah, and then he just drive up and stand his whatever he calls it, and fight, and then go back home, back to Vegas. He travels and he's got like a trailer camper thing too.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Do you have PlayStation 5?
Yes.
Do you have Helldivers 2?
Not yet.
You should definitely check out Helldivers 2. We've been playing the shit out of that game. I'm really bad, so if anyone has a gamer tag, please tag me. Help me level up. I'm level 7, and I suck terribly. I barely can do anything on my own. I'm kind of helpless, and I may shoot you on accident, but I'm trying really hard.
Yeah, Nate, been playing the game, but I really don't like got time to play the game like I used to. It would have to be late at night.
Yeah, that's when I play too, dude. Like, 2 o'clock in the morning, like real people.
Yeah, do like an hour and then go to bed.
Yeah, I feel like we're forgetting something. Skylar, what's up, dog? We were just talking about you, actually. I hope you heard us. If you're here, you should jump on. Tyler? Talk some junk with us. I'll invite him.
Messenger, right?
Yeah. I'll hit him up here. I sent it. We'll see.
Oh, you sent it? Okay.
Yeah, I'm faster than you, Ray. Sick of
because I never did it before from the computer here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just checking it out.
It's super easy.
Yeah.
Doing it here. Just go to invite and then
click. And then go to Messenger, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You could go email, Gmail, Messenger. Yeah. Okay. I see it.
So we sent Scott an invite. Maybe we'll talk to him about the 765 guys if we can pop on. Yeah. You missed Ray playing with the dildo.
My dog looking at me like I'm crazy.
It's like, why are you playing my toy?
Yeah,
why are you putting it there?
Yeah. I'm being smacking her face with it.
Pat Tone, what's up? Ray's playing with a dildo. We're waiting to see if Skylar jumps in. nice throw. Is that your bad arm?
What's up?
Is that your bad arm?
My what?
Your bad arm? The one with the bicep?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, speaking about that, I'll talk to you after the show. Okay. I did some research on something.
Stem cells. Well, oh, yeah. I'll take some of those.
It's a spot. I made an appointment. I'll talk to you about it after the podcast.
All right. I like it. Aww. Why are you playing my toy? I'm going to bite you now.
Smack him with the dildo.
Oh. I'm sorry, Laura. That was a terrible joke to make. I apologize once again.
That was a mean one.
That was mean. You know me, dude. I can't help it.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. We talked about all the fights. And guys, remember, for these fights, if you put in promo code K4KManScore, we will get the money for it, and we will pass it along to the fighters for their post-fight bonuses. Scott, are you going to jump on? Or not? Maybe?
Do he got internet access?
765 internet just shut down.
They still got America Online.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of America Online, we have Skylar Nathari. How you doing, man?
What's up, y'all?
Yo, your internet's pretty good.
What'd you say?
I said your internet's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not cutting it out. That's awesome.
Yo, Skylar, you ready for this fight coming up?
Definitely.
What do you know about Zach?
He's not too good. That's right. I'm not trying to like talk shit or nothing. Like being honest.
We're supposed to talk shit. That's what we're here for.
I wasn't going to talk too much shit leading up this one.
Yeah. So, were you able to watch this fight with Travis?
Yeah. If he got knocked down by Travis like that at the beginning, then I don't see him taking much.
Yeah. He's trying to keep it on the feet, you think?
Oh, I'm not going to the ground one time.
Yeah. That's what you said last time.
No. Okay. Well, I'm only going to the ground because I usually lie about things.
Yeah. There you go. I like to hear that. Pat's calling out a little bit.
That's what you just go. Don't quit it now, bro. Oh. Yeah, I'm definitely going to come out there and put on a show for this one.
Yeah. We were saying earlier that you need to have a good comeback fight, you know, like you had talked all that stuff with Josh and then it didn't really go your way. And now you're coming back, dude, and like you need it's a big fight for you. It's a big fight for Zach too. Both you guys need to win coming into this one.
Yeah, I'm definitely ready to show like I'm more rounded now for sure. So I mean if he goes to the ground, it goes to the ground, but I'm looking to stay on the feet.
We watched your kickboxing fight, so I hope you're
if the fight was to go to the ground, Skyler's not worried about that, right, Skyler?
Not at all.
No, Zach looked pretty good on the ground last fight. Be a little bit worried about the ground. I try and keep it up. Look as good on the feet.
I feel good on the ground. I feel good on the ground now. But if it stays on the feet, I think I'll do good. The kickboxing fight, though, that dude was just so tall. I mean, I don't think I could have fucking threw a jab at him laying it. So I was just pressuring as much as I could.
Yeah, you had a lot of pressure. You looked really good until you got tired. The one that you asked me if you thought you won, that's the one I'm talking about.
I was like, okay to be able to fight, like 2 weeks before that. So I didn't have much time to really actually work, but I had it set for a minute. I just knew by around that date I would be good. So I knew my cardio would be fucked. I knew it would be fucked for that.
Yeah. Well, you went out there and it showed that your cardio wasn't good. I thought it was a draw, to be fair to you.
Yeah.
That you had a nice leg kick there, knocked him on his ass.
Yeah, that was definitely a good kick. I want to show some kicks in this one too.
Yeah, I gave you a 10-8 first round, and I thought I thought he won two rounds. I thought he got a 10-8 round when he dropped you. That's what I mean.
Hey, he won the first two.
Honestly,
then he got 10-8 in the third. I thought it was
I guess it was considered a drop, yeah, because I did go on a knee. But I took a knee because I was tired. But
yeah,
when he was throwing something mid range, like, but it didn't even land. But he was throwing something, so it would be counted from anybody that was like seeing it from the side as a knockdown. So
yeah, and the ref counted you. That's what really makes it count. Like, it doesn't matter what anyone sees. Once the referee counts, it doesn't even matter what the truth is. If the referee counts you, it's a knock. You know what I mean? It's a knockdown. Yeah. So like. That sucks. And then we have a couple of your teammates on the card. Zach's making his return. We know about the guy he's fighting.
Zach's actually off. There was some stuff that happened to him, which I don't want to put out on here. But okay. Yeah.
How about your brother? Your brother still going to fight for the card?
I think so. I had to talk to him about that. I don't know what was going on about him and his fight.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys seen his fight that just happened, though.
No, I didn't watch it yet, but I gotta check it out.
I've seen the medals and stuff. I didn't see the fight itself.
Yeah, Xavier. It's on YouTube. He had a pretty good fight. He had a 3-on-1. It was like, I think it was 3-0. I think that's what they called it. But then Jacob, his opponent's coaches waved it off the second round, and my guy Brent, he lost the decision, but he had a great fight for his debut.
Nice. So hopefully we'll see your brother then, and we're not going to see Zach, huh?
No.
Okay. All right, so we need a 35-pounder.
I'm trying to see if we got another one to get in on it.
Yeah, that would be good.
But I just want somebody that will be ready for in 2 weeks, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because it's just close. But I'll be up there early for this one. I want to come by the gym or something.
Definitely. I'll be open in like that. What's that?
I'll be up a few days early.
Yeah, we're there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We're off Saturday, and we'll be there Sunday.
Yeah. So I would rather cut the last little bit of weight while I'm up there instead of cutting the weight and then driving up there because it's miserable.
Yeah. We might need someone at 35, Jay. We were just talking about your fight, too. We were pretty pumped up. Like, we think that you guys are going to have a fight of the night for an MMA.
Oh, yeah.
Him and Brandon, hey, man, that's a war. Yeah, Jay, if you can, contact Keith. He was looking for a 35-er. That kid's something special, man, that Smelzer kid. He'd probably be like, I can fight 25 and 35.
Crazy.
Try and get two bonuses. Yeah, dude, like, it's always a good night for you guys. You guys are fucking savages. Since it's
oh, yeah. Tough dudes. It's a tough gym right there, boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait. That's what your brother's supposed to fight. This one's not announced, so I don't want to really talk about it.
Mm. Yeah, you don't want to. Yeah, don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Who knows? It might not even happen.
Yeah. So Jay, message Keith. I'm not sure he was looking for a 35-er, and now it sounds like we're looking for two 35-ers. So we'd love to get hooked up at 35. So message Keith Ferrant, and he'll definitely hook you up. Is Zach all right, man?
Yeah, he just got he got jumped.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
are you guys?
No.
You hit him with the soap at the gym, right?
House,
though.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't cool, man, getting jumped.
Yeah. He was drunk, too, honestly. Not drunk, but, like, kind of tipsy, so he just – and he's deaf. He ain't going to hear nobody running up on him.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, it's fucked up.
Wish you guys had the Guardian Angels down there. You know Tom Kilkenny?
Yeah.
So he's a guardian angel in New York City they protect people. Yeah. So he's like one of the people they put the hats on and the uniforms and they go they do like citizens arrests and take care of like crime and stuff. So yeah, patrol the neighborhoods. Yeah, I was giving him a shout out. That's what I was talking about the Guardian Angels. I wasn't like being disrespectful.
Yeah, they need them everywhere in the country.
Yeah.
Gotta protect the 765 guys from walking around.
Skyler's is way too high or he froze up.
Yo, Skyler. That blunt is not gonna mess up your cardio for your fight.
Hell no. Cardio, but I fight. Cardio. Always smoke. I've always smoked good when I smoke weed. But I be smoking butts when I be. That's nonstop.
Oh man. I'm gonna shoot Jason a message too on by him.
What y'all think about my fight?
I like I said when we talked about it, I think this one is very interesting because you both need to win. So to me, I think this is one of the more intriguing fights on the card because I'm not sure who's gonna win.
I say this, Skyler. I would say this. I think for you, you gotta keep, if you go to the ground, I think you gotta be the one on top. And ground and pound. I don't know how you are fighting off your back. But I think if you stay on top and ground and pound, I think you got a chance.
Zach doesn't have, is this a novice fight? Doesn't Zach only have one fight? Oh man, froze again. All right, that's some really good weed. One or the other. He's got weed that stops time, dog.
It slows everything down like in Max Payne. Bullet time.
Skyler's in bullet time. I'm pretty sure Skyler's fight is novice rules. I think his guy's only got one fight.
Yeah, but, you know, Skyler got to be on – whatever. If it goes down to the ground, he got to be on top because I don't know how his bottom – off his fighting off his back. I don't know how good he is.
That didn't look too good.
Right. So that's why I said he got to be on top.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, Jay, we're live, man, when we come on, so be ready. Put on your fake professional athlete look. We had Jay on before, and before the podcast, he was like the coolest dude ever. We're chilling out, all talking. As soon as we got on live, he's like, "Yes, sir," and I'm going to smash him.
I did.
You did smash him. First of all, I want to give you a big shout out. We gave you a Caveman's Corner bonus. I never got to get a video with you, so this is our video now. Congratulations for performance tonight. You turned your dude down. Like, it was an awesome fight. You look great on the feet. Look great on the ground for the couple seconds that you exchanged in the wrestling exchange. And, man, that was an awesome performance. You really showed that you have great stand-up, too.
Thank you. I appreciate it. For working on it, man.
That's awesome. This fight is another tough one for you. What do you think about this one coming up?
I think I'm ready to get in there and beat this kid. Kind of, and you know, he's down to like a little winning streak. I want to beat that. You know, stop that. And I wanted the 25 title. I was hoping it would be a title fight, but didn't end up being a title fight.
Yeah, this next one's got to be a title. If you win this one, it's got to be a title fight next, dude. Like, you look so good on the ground. You look so good on the feet. Now it's like, man, it's time. Like, if you beat Brandon Hay, like, it, damn.
Yep.
And if you do it impressively, too, that'd be even better. But good luck with that.
I will.
Yeah. That dude's like a little Peter Yan. Good thing you're tall, man. Like, striking advantage is going to definitely be on your side, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think the whole fight, I got the advantage. You know,
what's your game plan going? I don't ruin anything if it, like, it's a secret or anything. But what are you looking to do against Brent? Against Mr. Hay?
You know, use my range. You know, don't let him get close. Just pick him apart. The whole fight. That's it. Find my shots. Make them count. So it'll be good.
How's your wrestling? We haven't really seen you fight a wrestler yet. This is kind of the first time to find someone with good takedowns. Do you think that's going to play a factor in this fight? Especially since it's so short. It's going to be tough to sprawl on him. He'd be right underneath you.
Nah. I shove my hips in his face. Nah.
I love the confidence you guys got.
Yeah. Well, you got to have confidence.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the things that makes you guys so good. I mean, you got a whole solid team. I know you got a few guys on the card.
Yes. Got Tristan, Dino. Dino, I think he's fighting Skyler's brother.
Yeah. Those two fights I don't think are announced yet, but those are, like, fights I can't wait to see, too. Skyler's brother is an interesting dude, man. I can't wait to see that one. Probably be pretty violent, or at least a lot of trash talking during the
round. Yeah, it's coming from those guys.
Yeah, don't be surprised they talk about people's mothers.
Yeah.
After the fight.
My mom. who's talking about people's moms?
Jacob.
Jacob was talking about Josh's mom after Josh beat up his brother.
But he was really? He talked about my mom too, so wow. He was talking about everybody's moms.
Nah. It's messed up, man. You talk about people's face. It's not even pro. It's Sammy.
That's
stupid. We're not even professionals. No. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's dumb. It's really dumb. Like, man, I don't like
your mom, Ray?
Yeah.
Come on. Can't let him talk to you like that.
Well, Ray's going to make him. They're his stepkids, so it'll be all right. Oh, man. Yeah. That's a dirty one. I'm sorry. I should not have went there. They're going to beat me up now.
Oh, you'll be good, man. Caveman, you're a black belt.
I know. Oh, I was a pro Muay Thai fighter, too. I think I'm all right.
I'm excited.
How's Tristan's going to be fighting a guy from Master Ketchum's, man? That's a pretty interesting matchup.
Tristan's a beast. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Tristan's a beast. Absolutely. Trains with us. Synthesis. Yeah. He's good, man.
I'm excited to see that. I like Tristan a lot. I follow him on social media. I think he's a pretty interesting guy.
Yeah, he's a cool kid. Cool dude.
I can't wait to see him fight a Taekwondo guy. Me too. Abbas is the other good Taekwondo guy that we got in K4. And, he's really shown that he can fight on the feet, too. And those fights turn out, they're so exciting. It's just a different pace, you know, because you have that explosion in. And Tristan's got all kinds of explosion, too. So, I'm sure it's going to be an explosive fight. And I can't wait to see it. You know, it's going to be a quick one. One way or the other, it's going to be quick. But I can't wait to see it. And the speed of that fight is going to be pretty amazing. It's going to be like you and Brandon. There's speeds that people fight at, and your guy's speed is going to be in four times speed. It's going to look like you've got four X's going on. It's going to be so fast. And I'm excited to see that. I don't know if I can keep up calling it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
We talk about one thing, you're already on another transition.
Yeah. Yep. We're like that, man. We're like that.
Yeah. I'll be like, oh, he's got the body. Oh, then the fight's over. Yep, I haven't got body lock out yet.
Yeah.
Those transitions happen so fast.
Yeah. Yeah, Tristan's fight's going to be nice. Hell yeah, I'm excited. Yeah.
What'd you say? What have you been doing since the last fight?
Training. That's about it, really.
I know you went right out to Canada right after the fight last time, right? Did you catch the fight?
What fight?
Wasn't your coach fighting right after?
Oh, John?
Yeah.
No, we're fighting at the same time. He watched the first round, I think he said. I don't know.
Oh, all right. I thought you went out to try and catch the fight after. You're like, I'm in Canada, send me money.
Yeah, we went out and had a good time.
I thought you were going to the fight. I didn't know you were like going to see strippers.
Oh, no. That was out in Plymouth. He's fighting again, Plymouth too.
Yeah. Man, that's awesome. Nice to win for Paris Mike and get another one. When's he fighting?
March 30th.
March 30th. Oh, man. Title. That's awesome.
Yep.
Where at?
Plymouth, Massachusetts. Cage Titans.
Nice. Yeah. So then we got another. We should get him on before his fight, too, and really pump that one up.
Yeah. Yeah. Shoot. I'm sure you text him.
Yeah.
We'll join him. Not Ray, now. Not now.
Ray, get on that one. Let's get him on. John Pierre.
All right.
And then we got to tell him not to talk about the bonuses in the. When we're on the mic.
Yeah. It was. We were talking about that after. Yeah. He asked me why I didn't say anything.
Did you tell him?
The caveman said no.
Yeah. Did you tell him on page at least?
Oh, yeah. This one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first one, I didn't get anything, but.
No.
The guy earned it.
Yeah, I earned it, man. You earned it this time. You earned it last time. Yeah. Like, I gave you an extra $100. Like, money we didn't even have, but I just gave it to you because you earned it, dude. That was such a good fight. You picked him apart, and I was like, man, does he got stand up? And you answered the question.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, pay me some money. I'm like, all right, I'll pay you some money.
Hell yeah, man. I'm happy I got to show out that night.
Yeah.
Good. I had a blast.
I can't wait to see this one, man. I'm super excited. Thank you for jumping on too. I wanted to make that little blurb so I can say that I gave you money.
Yeah.
And chop it up and post it like I did the other ones.
Yeah, but before we end, we need any 35ers, man. Mitch White's looking for a fight, man. Nobody's fighting him.
So. Yeah, so what I got you on for is I'll message Keith and I'll let him know that you guys got a 35er looking to fight. Because I know he was looking for a 35er.
MMA.
Yeah. He was looking for a guy against a 1-3. I mean, I'm sure that guy will probably fight anyone if he's 1-3. So I will I'll shoot it out to Keith and I'll see what he says. But
absolutely.
It sounds like we might need another 35er, but for your guy, right? If Zach's out.
What's up?
It sounds like Zach. Oh, Zach's the Heisman guy. Never mind. So there'll be a Heisman guy, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I got confused because you fought him. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
It sounded like he just pulled out. So they'll probably have another. They probably need to match two 35ers now.
Well, so, I know we got one that's looking for a fight.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'll definitely shoot it his way now. Nice. Thank you for jumping on and
thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, no, man. I'll make sure that I get it over to Keith right away. And Mitch White, 135.
Absolutely.
We will try and make that one happen. He's got medicals.
Yeah. Should have everything, yeah.
Awesome. 2 weeks is not too far away.
No, but he'll do it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
How's everyone doing on your guys' side? Thanks. No one's hurt. No one's ready to go.
What'd you say?
How's everyone doing over on your side of things? Everyone's good. Everyone's ready to go. No one's hurt.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We're all ready to fight.
Yeah. You should never say yes to that anyway. So that's good.
All right. Yeah.
I always trick questions for you since you're like much more relaxed this time. I really like it.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's kind of on the spot.
Nice. Perfect. How's training go today?
Fucking great, man.
Yeah, you look tired, but not really tired. You look like you
No, it was only one session today. We did a little bit. It was did some MMA, working on crucifix and stuff.
Nice.
Stuff, yeah.
We did. So I did my regular classes today. We did wrestling today, and I made it easy. We only did three matches, and they were all 15 minutes apiece. It was terrible. It was like the worst.
Hey, wrestling's hard, man.
Yeah, I love it. Takedowns only, like. I get down, right back up, 15 minutes, minute off, next partner, 15 minutes, minute off, next partner, 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
Yeah,
pretty
terrible.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
That's the best.
It was not fun. I'm old, dude. That was fun when I was, like, in my 30s. That's not fun in my late 40s.
Oh, that's right. I forget. You're that old body.
Yeah. 10 years ago, that was, like, the highlight of my week. Now it's like, oh, man, I got to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah,
Caveman, your ligaments are barely hanging on.
Yeah, My knees held together by like duct tape and a couple pieces of leftover meniscus.
Yeah.
All right, man. I appreciate you jumping on. We're probably gonna get out of here. Excellent show. I can't wait to have you back. We're gonna get you on the podcast and we're gonna talk about your win over Brandon Hay when we get you on next.
Absolutely.
That's a huge matchup, and it's my call for fight of the night, to be honest with you.
Yep, it's gonna be knockout of the night too.
Yeah. Oh, that probably won't be fight of the night. It might be knockout of the night though.
If there's
a knockout, dude, I see it happening quick.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna happen. Like if you get a knockout too. Or he gets knockout, it's gonna happen in the first two exchanges of the fight, I think. Like both you guys never really fought someone as fast as the other guy. Like he'll be interesting. And he's got such a height disadvantage too. So, like, if he can get to you, it's gonna be quick, you know. But
it's gonna be a 1-2.
Yeah. Nice.
I see a crazy head kick coming, and that's coming.
Man, my head kick comes to work.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, you had some great kicks last fight.
Thanks, man.
They were like effortless too. They just whip up. That's like when you know you got a good kicker. He's not spending a lot of energy throwing a kick.
Right.
It's just like good technique. Lots of whipping power. Yeah. Whipping the best. All right. And hopefully you guys come up and train sometime too, man. It'd be awesome to get some rolls in with you.
Yeah, man. Let me know.
If you're in town, dude, like, let's get it in.
Absolutely. Yeah, man. You should let me know.
All right. Love for you. Sure. Yeah, me too, man. I'm excited to get tapped out by you.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe if I'm lucky.
All right, man. Thank you guys very much.
Yes, sir.
We got Jason Smelter. Remember, if you're going to K4 and you want to get some tickets from a winner, put in promo K4 K-Man's Corner, and it'll go to us. But if you want to help a kid out, put in promo code K4 Schmelzer, S-C-H-M-E-L-Z-E-R, and then he'll get the ticket sale money, which is definitely going to help him fight because I'm sure he got lots of bills from training, right?
Yep. Yeah. Dead broke.
That's why he needs a K-Man Corner $100. So if you buy 100 tickets from him, he won't need a K-Man's Corner $100 because they get more than that.
But he's going to get that too.
Yeah. Well, then you won't need it. You just have it.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
and then Sunday, get some pizza.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Train after we eat pizza. We should train after we eat pizza. I think that would be awesome. Man.
Yeah. Yeah, upset stomach.
Yeah, I got lots of mat cleaner. We're good.
Perfect. Man, I don't boot. Hey. I don't ever puke.
We'll see. I heard that before. I got a lot of videos on my phone of people saying they never puking at my gym. So it's pretty sweet.
All right, we'll see.
I'm not sure I can get you to puke yet, but in 10 years, I'll definitely be puking.
Yeah.
I never puked, but I had a heart attack.
Yeah. You should eat all of the edibles first, dude. You can't try on edibles, man. That's not good for your heart.
Fuck that. On edibles, no. That'd be tough. That'd be hard. Smoke a little bit before, but man, edibles? That'd be crazy.
Yeah, Ray's got these he's got gummy ones. Man, not good.
I got gummies, I got Kool-Aid, I got
gotta hook me up after the fight, man.
Yeah, you hear? Hook him up after the fight.
All right.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Nice. Hell yeah.
You know, the guy to really see to get hooked up is Ben.
Who?
Ben, the other guy that commentates with us, that Ben Field guy.
Dude, I saw him walk in our locker room. Uh-huh. Second, it was before Utterback. I was bamboozled. That dude looked like he was pretty fried. Yeah. Dude, I looked at Jack and I was like, dude, you see this guy? I laughed. It was pretty funny.
Before the one fight, it was crazy. Like, he's like,
yeah.
As I'm walking behind the camera, God damn, dog.
And I don't blame him when he's commentating or he's doing something for the fights. Yeah. Unless he's fighting.
I don't know how he cuts the opens. He does the opens so good. I'd be like, hi, guys. much, dude. He smoked.
I'm surprised he's not eating.
I know. And then he does pee like 30 times. He's probably getting like pretzels and shit while he's running to the bathroom. All right, man. This is really off the rails. Make sure you do buy your tickets. When you get your tickets, go K4Schmelzer, S-C-H-M-E-L-Z-E-R. Give him credit for the tickets. Or do K4 Caveman's Corner. All the money that comes to Caveman's Corner goes back to the fighters. So if you hook us up, we hook the fighters up with as much as we can. All right, last time we gave away $600 and we only brought in 100, and we bring 180. So we gave all that was our money. So we want to try and refurbish some of that. So definitely buy tickets from us. But Jason needs the money more than us. So make sure you get your tickets from Jason first. And plus, we're not fighting anyway. So,
all right.
Thank you. We appreciate you, man. I can't wait to see your performance. You and Brandon are going to be fighting tonight for sure. All right, guys. Yeah, see you later, man. And we are out.